Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW. I'm your host, Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning is Missouri State Highway Patrol Sergeant Shane Hux. Sergeant, thank you for joining us this morning. I'll go ahead and get straight to the point, though. Some people have been seeing online, as well as several other outlets, that there's been talk that there's an increase in motorcycle fatalities across Missouri. I know there isn't really any numbers out there yet that I can see online, so I have to ask, is that true for the Show Me State?
Yes, it is continuing to increase throughout the state.
What do you believe is the reason why?
As far as the fatalities go, the use of the helmet law, you know, which went into effect on August 28th of 2020, is whenever the helmet law changed in the state of Missouri. So we did see an increase. In 2022, for the entire year, we had 85 motorcyclists killed that were not wearing a helmet. In 2019, when there was a helmet law, we had 19 killed that were not wearing a helmet.
So are there any other reasons behind this increase that you can think of?
There's more traffic out on the roadways today, and like I said, the total number of crashes in general have been going up. A lot of that comes down to distracted driving, exceeded the speed limit, just not obeying the traffic laws, as well as impaired driving. That continues to be a problem.
So what's usually the reason a motorcyclist wouldn't wear a helmet?
That's if they meet the requirements by law, they're not required to. Just some people, from experience of out there talking to people, it's kind of like wearing a seatbelt. They don't want to be told that they're mandated to wear a seatbelt, even though we know they save lives.
So it's not mandated, but it sounds like motorcyclists in general know that they probably should wear a helmet. So, I mean, is there a reason you've heard that they don't like wearing helmets? Is it because they don't think it's cool? Do they think it ruins their hair? Do they not like how it gets in the way? I mean, are there any kind of excuses like that?
Not that I've heard of. Just out there, like I said, people just think if they're not required to wear it, then they don't have to. So a lot of them choose not to. However, you can also, the ones that do wear the helmet, even though they're not required to, they still decide to wear them for their safety. So it just comes down to a personal preference on that.
So if we continue to see this trend continue, as in more and more motorcyclist deaths on Missouri roads over the years, do you think that Missouri lawmakers should, you know, take a look at the law they rescinded and then, you know, basically change it back to what it was to kind of put a stop to this?
I do not know on that. Like I said, that's a lawmaker's decision. On the Highway Patrol, our job is to enforce the laws that are established by the lawmakers, and that's what we will continue to do.
All right, so let's say, you know, someone doesn't like wearing a helmet. For whatever reason, they're just, you know, they don't like it, they're not going to change their mind. You know, what are the other ways that they can keep themselves safe while they're out on a motorcycle on the roads?
They can wear protective clothing, leather. Make sure you're wearing adequate footwear. You know, you don't want to be riding a motorcycle around in flip-flops. So make sure you have a good, solid footwear, good clothing, and also reflective clothing so that other motorists can see you. And be prepared for the elements. You know, if they're calling for rain that day, make sure you have rain gear. Eye protection is very important when it comes to operating a motorcycle as well.
So I'm going to go ahead and presume that we're most likely going to see motorcycle fatalities dwindle down across the state this year as this summer comes to a close, correct?
Yeah, normally, you know, most of the motorcycle traffic's out there during nice weather. So as winter approaches here, yes, we will see a decrease in motorcycle activity. But right now going on, you know, is Sturgis. That's a big motorcycle rally. So we do have a lot of motorcyclists traveling through the area this time of year for that special event.
So I don't want to just be the doom and gloom guy and say that, you know, death is the one thing that'll happen in a motorcycle crash. It, you know, it's not going to be the end-all result of every single motorcycle crash, but, you know, death isn't the only concern when it comes to not wearing a helmet. How many times does a motorcycle crash lead to severe injuries or lifelong problems?
Exactly. Disabling injury, you know, that's something else we try to prevent on the Highway Patrol through enforcement efforts, You know, if you have a serious head injury, back injury, neck injury, those can affect your quality of life for the rest of your life. So again, your helmet is your number one line of defense anytime you're operating a motorcycle, just like a seatbelt is inside of a motor vehicle.
You know, I know several motorcyclists, and I don't want this to just sound like it's piling on them, because based on stats last year and based on some of the things we've seen throughout this year overall, motor vehicle accidents across Missouri are on the rise. So I have to ask, is that still true because of, you know, the usual go-to issues, texting and driving and drunk driving?
Yes, it is. And I think a lot of times people take driving for granted. You know, three things you can always do to protect yourself from being involved in a serious injury crash or even a fatality crash is always obey the traffic laws. Make sure that you and everybody inside the vehicle is buckled up, and devote 100% of your attention to driving at all times. Driving is a full-time job.
You know, with Labor Day around the corner, what should people know as they get ready to, you know, go out during one of the last big weekends of the summer?
Going to be more traffic out on the roadway. Main thing is be patient and give yourself plenty of time to reach your destination. Whether that means leaving your original point earlier so you can make sure that you get there safely, because you never know what you're going to come across out there on the roadway, whether it be a traffic delay due to a motor vehicle crash or road construction. So just be patient, be a courteous driver, and again, put your cell phone down and focus on the full-time job of driving.
All right, Sergeant, those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, I do. Another area of concern that we're having here, especially in the Northwest Missouri, as well as all over the state, is the UTVs problem that we're having as far as seriousness of the crashes and fatality crashes involving utility vehicles out on the roadway. Again, it's very important to make sure that those are experienced operators, as well as making sure they're utilizing their safety devices inside those vehicles.
Okay, I do have one quick follow-up before we wrap this up. Has there been an uptick in UTV accidents in the Northwest Missouri region?
There has been. I know over the 4th of July we had a couple, as well as throughout this whole summer we've had several young people get killed on UTVs here in Northwest Missouri.
All right, Sergeant, thank you for joining me this morning. Once again, that is Missouri State Highway Patrol Sergeant Shane Hucks talking about the increase in motorcycle fatalities across the Northwest Missouri region and across the Show Me State as a whole. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.